KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
The holiday season starts early this year for writers and readers in the Pacific Northwest. The Portland Book Festival, or if you prefer, the festival formerly known as Wordstock, takes place this Saturday, November 10th, from 9 in the morning to 6 at night. This very popular annual event, which started back in 2005, features local and national authors presenting onstage conversations and panel discussions, pop-up readings, and writing workshops, all in celebration of our region's shared passion for books. Saturday's Portland Book Festival actually kicks off the day before with Lit Crawl Portland on Friday evening, November 9th from 6 to 10:30 p.m., all brought to you by the wonderful folks at Portland's Literary Arts. To find out more, we're fortunate to have live in the KBOO studios with us Amanda Bullock, director of the Portland Book Festival, and Heather Brown, producer of Lit Crawl Portland. Amanda and Heather, welcome to KBOO.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Amanda, I want to thank both of you first because I know this is a very busy time. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing festival with a lot going on. But let's start a little, Amanda, with about Literary Arts, who brings this all to us and has been doing that for many years. It's going on 35 years now, huh?
Yeah, we just celebrated our 35th birthday on October 24th. So this is the 35th year of Literary Arts, which is pretty amazing. And we do the festival. This is the fourth time we've done the festival. We also present Portland Arts and Lectures, which is the largest subscription-based literary lecture series in the country. Our youth programs do the Writers in the Schools program and Verslandia and send students to those Portland Arts and Lectures. And we present the Oregon Book Awards and Fellowships, where we give awards and money to writers. We also do writing classes and reader seminars, and there's a lot that we offer.
I've taken a few of those reader seminars.
They're amazing. Great. Yeah.
And I should mention that the Portland Arts and Lecture Series is always sold out. So.
Yeah. And hopefully this year we
just get tickets early.
Yeah. We just had our first one, and then Tara Westover will be here on December 4th. So.
Now, the Portland Book Festival, which you direct under the auspices of Literary Arts, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, is now in its 14th year, starting as Wordstock mm-hmm. in 2005. Can you tell us a little bit about the origins of the festival? And you mentioned sure. that Literary Arts wasn't involved at that time.
Yeah. So the festival, when it was Wordstock, used to be run by itself, starting in 2005, and it happened 9 times. And then in 2014, Wordstock, the organization, approached Literary Arts about acquiring the festival. Literary Arts took, the last festival under the old management, so to speak, was in 2013. And then over the course of 2014, they were examining how the festival might go forward. Literary Arts decided to acquire the festival. So it wasn't like a hostile literary takeover or anything. It was like everything was very above board.
People yeah. with pens and typewriters.
No invasions.
Attacking, yeah.
nothing like that. It was all, everyone was on board. We moved it from the Oregon Convention Center to the downtown park blocks based at the Portland Art Museum, moved it to the fall. They had been talking about doing it in the spring. And then I came on board in early 2015, and the festival relaunched in November 2015. So, yeah, this is the fourth one, which feels pretty wild.
It seems to get bigger and better every year.
Yeah, we're settling in. We say a lot of times we're kind of Goldilocksing different parts of it as we figure out what the right fit is.
Now, the big change, of course, is the name change.
Yeah, this year.
You couldn't ask for a more descriptive name than Portland Book Festival.
Thank you. I agree.
But what was the reason for changing it from Wordstock?
Yeah, we truly believe, and people have asked about this, but like we truly believe that Portland Book Festival is more inclusive. And that means that you don't have to explain what it is. There's a lot of love for the name Wordstock, and I understand that. And we thought really hard, and we definitely recognize that it is a sacrifice to lose that name, but it needed a subtitle. With Portland Book Festival, it's very obvious that it's a book festival in Portland. I mean, that sounds like I'm being flip, but I'm not. It's true. Like,
no, I agree with you.
It does. Like, you don't have to explain what it is. There's no risk that it might seem insidery. People won't be like, Wordstock, I don't know what that is. Is that not for me? Like, you know immediately that you belong, hopefully.
Now, it takes place over the course of an entire day, mm-hmm. All Saturday, this Saturday, from 9 in the morning to 6 at night. It encompasses 8 downtown Portland venues, all mm-hmm. centered around the Portland Art Museum. And it's a tremendous effort for you. How do you get started each year, and when does the planning begin?
Well, I actually got an email today pitching me for next year's festival.
Oh, so no. They won't let you alone. They won't even give you a few days after Saturday.
But it does. It begins in earnest, really, in January or so. I start talking to publishers and look at what's happening this year or next year in that case. We focus on new work, work that's been published in the past year-ish. And so I'm really looking at what's coming out, what I'm excited about, what the local authors are publishing. At this point, we're pretty settled in with our venues. So we're just making sure that they have the date available and coordinating the logistics between them. But it takes a year plus for sure. And I have other, this isn't my whole job either. I also do other things that are part of my job. And it's really a team effort too at Literary Arts. It's an all hands on deck moment for sure at this point in the year.
And it ran so smoothly last year, so you guys did a
great
job.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, it turns out the more you do something, you like learn something, and it gets like a little easier each time. So hopefully we're continuing to smooth out the kinks.
Several of the more well-known national authors this year, and you mentioned they all have recent books published in the last year, some even more recently. Tom Hanks. Yes, that Tom Hanks.
It's true.
Talking about his debut book of short stories called Uncommon Type. Mm-hmm. You've got Abby Jacobson. She has a book out, but she's also known for the TV series Broad City. Mm-hmm. Rachel Kushner, a very famous name, Lauren Groff. Jonathan Lethem. Mm-hmm. He has a much awaited book. A very famous writer.
First detective novel since Motherless Brooklyn.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Chef Edward Lee. And we're actually going to have him on Between the Covers. We're going to get Liz Crane
talk
to him on Saturday. So that's exciting. And one of my favorites, Luis Alberto Urrea. Mm-hmm. And you have a great list of Oregon writers. They're not neglected at all.
No.
I have Renee Denfeld. I'm going to leave some people out. But
it's hard not to. There's over 100. So, yeah.
So here's just a quick list. Patrick DeWitt, Courtney Hameister, who was on Between the Covers, Karen Carbo, Kate Ristow, Laura Veers, Willie Vlaughton, Daniel H. Wilson, Lydia Yuknovich, who I think is going to be at the Lit Crawl, and Lenny Zumas, who's local. How do you choose the local participants? Again, based on books that interest you and you think will interest the readers?
Yeah, it's not just me. It's like not Amanda Festival, for sure. It's like trying to think about...
That was Plan B, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Portland Book Festival, like, Amanda Fest?
There's an Amanda Festival inside of it. I really try to think about what other people, like what the community is looking for at large. And we try to have something, we're a relatively small festival overall, actually at 100 authors. So within those restrictions, we do try to kind of hit as many different genres as we can and like really have something for everybody. So with local writers, we are almost half Pacific Northwest writers this year. So we really are looking to have a really strong representation from regionally local writers. And some of the books come to me through working with publishers, and we receive a lot of stuff through our submissions too. We have open submissions for the festival where anybody with a book that meets the qualifications can send it in. And so a lot of people we discover through that.
Now, what's the national reputation of the festival? It must be
stellar.
Extremely good. Yeah, that's what I would figure. getting the guests that you guess.
Yeah, I actually think we do hear that we are very well loved, and we hope to stay that way. It's really important to us that the authors have a really good time and that they have great events at the festival. And we hear a lot that our audiences are very engaged. I think that's partly because the festival is ticketed. And so we keep ticket prices as low as we possibly can. But because people are really making a choice to be there versus a free event, which is so great for so many reasons, people are really like keyed into what they're there for.
Now, you mentioned free event, which is my transition to Heather Brown here at Lit Crawl, which is free. And it's a collaboration, Heather, between Literary Arts and the National Litquake Foundation. Prepping for the interview, I noticed that, of course, there's only one Portland Book Festival, but there are actually several Lit Crawls all across the U.S. and even internationally. Can you tell us about those and how our Lit Crawl kind of fits into that?
Sure. Well, our Lit Crawl's been going as long as the book festival has been under Literary Arts. So it's our fourth year as Lit Crawl Portland, but it's been happening for years. There's a couple in New York. I think there's a Manhattan and a Brooklyn. There's a Lit Crawl Austin, Lit Crawl Seattle, Lit Crawl LA, and it's really born out of this Lit Crawl San Francisco in conjunction with the Litquake Fest, and they now franchise it out to lots of cities, and we use their branding and their format, and oftentimes it happens in conjunction with a book festival, so it's a fun sort of free pre-party in a lot of places. I've been down to Austin. Seattle does theirs in October every year, so...
Is each one unique to its city?
They are, yeah. The organization structures differ. Some are all volunteer run, some are not. So some are like, I'm sort of the one moving all the pieces around in Portland, but others are run by teams of volunteers. So they take on a different flavor in every city, but they definitely reflect each city's literary flavor and personality.
Our Lit Crawl, at least based on the schedule for Friday, reflects quite a bit of diversity.
Yes.
We have a lot going on in Portland. And you can't help but marvel at the incredible range of events over just these 4.5 hours from 6 to 10:30. Can you give us kind of a sampling? We talked a little bit before the interview about comedy, storytelling, graphic novels, audiobooks.
Sure, yeah. Well, Amanda does such a good job of integrating, I think, disciplines and themes and things, and that's reflected at the Lit Crawl. So we have Kickstand Comedy bringing a show with author Rebecca Schiff, so she's going to read, and then they're going to do skits based on her readings.
Improv?
Improv comedy, yes. We have a collaboration with the Oregon Symphony that's happening, and a cartoonist, Lucy Bellwood, who is her book is about creative... like the creative demons that plague you as an artist or even just as a person, imposter syndrome and self-doubt and fear of missing out. And so she's going to have a conversation with a quartet from the symphony about creative ups and downs and how that plays out in different arenas.
I can't neglect this. There's an awkward after party at 9 o'clock at the Porter Hotel. Can you tell us about that? It's officially awkward after party three, Roman numeral three.
The third. Well, so writers can be an awkward bunch. I think that's what the...
Meaning introverted?
So diplomatically stated.
Meaning, yes.
Shy, socially
we
inept.
Right. We spend so much time alone in our attics writing, but there's a part of us that really does want to get out and interact, and that's reflected. And obviously writing is, and all art is a communal activity as well. You need feedback and you need people. So we want to be together, and we don't always know exactly how to interact, but by naming it an awkward after party sort of takes some of the pressure off.
Takes all the pressure
off.
Yeah,
so we can all just be as awkward as we want.
And somebody who's not awkward is not invited.
They'll feel awkward.
Right. Oh, Amanda, I want to get back to you. I had a question. I hope it's a fair one. You reach out to all these writers and publishers. Some of them reach out to you, of course, for the Portland Book Festival. Are there any that you're really trying to get, haven't said yes yet, or kind of on your bucket list?
Oh, man. Well, who was it this year? Oh, my God. I'm so brain dead right now. I can't answer that question.
That might have been an unfair question.
I'm so deep into, like, what we have going on this year. Well,
I
actually
can't imagine
one,
you omitting anybody with this lineup.
Well, one poet that's coming this year, Layli Long Soldier, who's coming for the new Poets of Native Nations anthology. Like, we've been trying to have it work out with her, and just, like, timing doesn't work out for people. And so I'm really excited, especially in the context of this anthology, that she's able to join us this year for the first time. So there's definitely people, but right now I'm not trying to dodge the question. I really just am, like, can't think.
No, and like I said, I really can't imagine anybody who was omitted this year based on books that have been published. You got people like Abby Jacobson and Tom Hanks, and then all the other writers we mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where can listeners find out more about the Portland Book Festival, of course, and the Lit Crawl, the list of authors, the schedule, how to get passes, when to show up, where the venues are?
Everything is at literary-arts.org. And the Lit Crawl is on Friday the 9th, and the festival is on Saturday the 10th. In literally every context, I forget to say the date of the festival. But yeah, literary-arts.org should have all the information that folks need.
And what's your advice for people to get into certain, I know certain events are more crowded than others, namely the Tom Hanks and the Abby Jacobson events.
The Tom Hanks event is at capacity. So if you didn't, this year for the first time, we offered the chance to pre-order a book for guaranteed seating just for the Schnitzer. So all the other events are still, you just need a festival pass and to be there at the right time. So if you didn't buy a book ahead of time for Tom Hanks, then that one is done. But at 10 a.m., there's another Tommy Orange, over at the UCC. So
he has a new book out that's been getting a lot of great press.
It's amazing. It's so good. So we've been like kind of joking, but not joking, that if you miss Tom, you should go check out Tommy. But for the other events, the box office opens at 8. Kids events start at 9, and then most of the stages open between 10 and 10:45. We recommend that people kind of choose how they want to spend their time. And if you really, really want to see an event, you should get in line probably about half an hour at least beforehand. Of course, don't quote me on it. Everything's a little different. But the great thing about a festival is the density. And we have something happening between the onstage events and the pop-ups. There's an event starting every 15 minutes. So if you miss something in one area, you might be able to see that same author doing a pop-up in the art museum, which is where we pair the written work with the visual art and they read in the galleries. So there's really a lot going on. But you definitely, the schedule is available on our website, literary-arts.org. There's a great grid schedule version that people can print out. And I do recommend you pick some like key things that you really, really want to see and plan your day around those. The full program will be in the Willamette Week on Wednesday, so people can pick that up and do some more planning.
And it is a full day, but there'll be food carts and things to drink and eat. And
more food carts this year. We listened. People said they wanted more food, so there's going to be more food carts for sure.
Well, Amanda and Heather, again, many thanks for joining us at KBOO during this very busy week for you both.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Amanda Bullock, director of the Portland Book Festival, and Heather Brown, producer of Lit Crawl Portland. The Portland Book Festival takes place this Saturday, November 10th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at several downtown Portland venues, all centered on the Portland Art Museum. And the Lit Crawl kicks things off Friday evening, November 9th, from 6 to 10:30. You can find out more, as Amanda said, on the Literary Arts website, literary-arts.org. This is Ken Jones for KBOO's News in Depth.